English Today, SET, Intermediate 2, Intensive Listening. Title, How Rain is Formed.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu akan mendengar kembali monolog tentang terjadinya hujan. Bersiaplah untuk menjawab pertanyaan yang diberikan.
Please listen carefully. High school students are having an outing class at the Bureau of Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics, BMCG. An officer is providing an explanation on rain.
Good morning, everyone. Rain is a natural phenomenon. It is the most important source of water on Earth for human beings. So today, I'm going to talk about the process of rain formation. The rain process starts with the heat of the sun. It is the main source of energy in the universe. The heat of the sun makes the surface water from the seas, rivers, and lakes evaporate into the air. Because of the sun's heat, the temperature becomes very high. This causes the water vapor to condense, and then it turns into liquid droplets. Then, due to the high temperature, the liquid droplets become heavy and they change into clouds. The wind helps the clouds move to other places, and as they are transported by the wind, the size of the clouds increase. As a consequence, every cloud will overlap and reach the atmosphere, which is a lower temperature. At this temperature, the particles of water are formed. Finally, when the wind cannot resist the weight of the cloud, which is filled with water, goes through a process called precipitation. In this last process of precipitation, the rain falls down to the earth. Any questions?
Sahabat cerdas, sekarang jawablah soal-soal berikut. Pilih salah satu jawaban yang benar menurut pendapatmu.
Answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, or D. Question number one. What makes the surface water from seas, rivers, and lakes evaporate into the air? A. The heat of the sun. B. The wind. C. The cycle rotation. D. The atmosphere. Question number two. During what process does the rain fall down to the earth? A. Condensation. B. Precipitation. C. Water transportation. D. Liquid droplets. Question number three. Based on the monologue, what can we conclude about the wind? A. The clouds can move to other places with help from the wind. B. The wind causes the size of the cloud to decrease. C. The wind always resists the weight of a water-filled cloud. D. The wind helps the cloud to move to the atmosphere, which is a higher temperature. Question number four. When are the particles of water formed? A. When the wind cannot resist the weight of the cloud. B. When the vapor condenses due to the high temperature. C. When the clouds reach the atmosphere, which is a lower temperature. D. When the wind causes the size of the clouds to increase. Question number five. The rain process starts with the heat of the sun. The synonym of the word starts is A. Completes. B. Concludes. C. Stops. D. Begins.
Sahabat cerdas, ayo kita bahas jawaban soal-soal tadi. Soal nomor satu berbunyi,
Question number one. What makes the surface water from seas, rivers, and lakes evaporate into the air? A. The heat of the sun. B. The wind. C. The cycle rotation. D. The atmosphere.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. The heat of the sun.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan apa penyebab air dari laut, sungai, dan danau menguap ke udara. Menurut monolog tadi, penyebabnya adalah panas matahari yang menyinari tempat-tempat tersebut. Dengarkan penggalan monolog tadi.
The heat of the sun makes the surface water from the seas, rivers, and lakes evaporate into the air.
Panas dari matahari menyebabkan air di permukaan laut, sungai, dan danau menguap ke udara. Jadi, jawaban yang paling benar adalah
A. The heat of the sun.
Kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 2.
Question number 2. During what process does the rain fall down to the earth? A. Condensation. B. Precipitation. C. Water transportation. D. Liquid droplets.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
B. Precipitation.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan pada proses apa hujan turun ke bumi.
Precipitation.
Hujan turun. Coba dengarkan penjelasan petugas lagi.
Finally, when the wind cannot resist the weight of the cloud which is filled with water, goes through a process called precipitation. In this last process of precipitation, the rain falls down to the earth.
Ketika angin sudah tidak dapat lagi membawa berat awan, awan yang dipenuhi air melalui proses presipitasi. Pada proses presipitasi akhir, hujan turun ke bumi. Jelaskan bahwa
B. Precipitation
adalah jawaban yang paling tepat. Yuk lanjutkan ke pembahasan soal berikutnya.
Question number 3. Based on the monologue, what can we conclude about the wind? A. The clouds can move to other places with help from the wind. B. The wind causes the size of the cloud to decrease. C. The wind always resists the weight of a water-filled cloud. D. The wind helps the cloud to move to the atmosphere, which is a higher temperature.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. The clouds can move to other places with help from the wind.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, dalam monolog dijelaskan bahwa angin membantu awan untuk berpindah-pindah. Dengarkan penggalan monolog berikut ini agar lebih jelas.
The wind helps the clouds move to other places, and as they are transported by the wind, the size of the clouds increase.
Angin membantu awan berpindah tempat dan ukuran mereka bertambah dalam perjalanannya. Jadi, jelaskan bahwa angin yang meniup awan-awan mengandung hujan sehingga dapat jatuh di suatu daerah tertentu. Jelaskan, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. The clouds can move to other places with help from the wind.
Yuk kita lanjutkan ke pembahasan soal berikutnya.
Question number 4. When are the particles of water formed? A. When the wind cannot resist the weight of the cloud. B. When the vapor condenses due to the high temperature. C. When the clouds reach the atmosphere, which is a lower temperature. D. When the wind causes the size of the clouds to increase.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
C. When the clouds reach the atmosphere, which is a lower temperature.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan kapan partikel-partikel air terbentuk. Pada monolog dijelaskan bahwa
as a consequence, every cloud will overlap and reach the atmosphere. At this temperature, the particles of water are formed.
Awan-awan yang berkumpul bertumbukan dan mencapai atmosfer yang suhunya lebih rendah. Pada suhu yang rendah inilah partikel-partikel air terbentuk. Jadi jelaskan bahwa
C. When the clouds reach the atmosphere, which is a lower temperature.
Adalah jawaban yang paling tepat. Lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal terakhir ya.
Question number 5. The rain process starts with the heat of the sun. The synonym of the word starts is A. Completes, B. Concludes, C. Stops, D. Begins.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
D. Begins.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, kata
start
berarti mulai. Kata yang bermakna sama dalam pilihan jawaban adalah
begin.
Jadi, jelaskan bahwa
begins
adalah padanan kata
starts.
Kata-kata lain pada pilihan jawaban yaitu
completes, concludes, and stops.
Bermakna memenuhi, mengakhiri, dan menghentikan. Jadi, jelaskan pilihan jawaban yang benar adalah pilihan
D. Begins.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu telah menyelesaikan latihan 2 dengan baik. Sekarang bersiaplah mengikuti bagian terakhir dari program ini.
Okay, listen to the next track please. Be ready to follow the instructions.